We had been just trying to work out the Shakavatarya of this suffix, and what we said is there's two fundamentally different ways of reading what the suffix is about. Hikdisha below Takva to start with. Is it a psychological suffix, or is it a lumdish suffix? So we had Tosfos, who said it was a psychological suffix, right? Should he have shouted, right? Meaning, I think last time I wrote, is his silence significant? Same question, right? Should he have shouted or should he not have shouted? The link to the infant Solomar is obvious, right? We're assuming, because only if normally should have shouted, then the question is, if I grabbed that he should have shouted, if when I grabbed that he should have shouted, nothing to talk about. If when I grabbed that he should have shouted, then the question is, what if I just said something to grab it? Should he have shouted? And what's the two sides of the suffix? Either you could say it is an equal provocation to tkifa. It's an equal provocation to tkifa. Right? That's meduikim loshon gemara, right? Kimanda takfa dami. Therefore, he should have shouted, and if he's silent, shtika kahoda. Or it's not such a provocation, and therefore, the fact that he was silent doesn't prove anything. That's the way Tosfos read the Gemara. Do we say, I'm Russell Gvokim, it's Russell Hedyot? It's an equal provocation to grab or to be makdish, because either way, they're significant acts, and therefore, if you're silent, you're mode. Or do we say, no, hashtami alo takfa? He didn't do anything, why should the guy object? There's no hodah here. Why do they throw in the ma beso bershuso, af kol bershuso, according to Tosfos? According to Tosfos, this is a psychological suffix. It doesn't seem to be very relevant. So at least the Tosfos Rosh and the Ritva say it's not such a provocation because ein adam makdish davar she'eino bershu. So they're trying to justify why it's not a provocation. Why is it not a provocation? The guy's trying to be makdish, because everyone knows you can't be makdish someone else's stuff. So therefore, the guy thought you were just joking, you were just saying silly statements, and ignored you, because he knew that you can't be makdish someone else's stuff. Therefore, he was silent, not because of Odah, just because he ignored you. Then, what's the question in Masusa? The question in Masusa, he said, is a lumdish suffix. Can you be makdish something you're not holding on to? That is the suffix in Masusa. It's a lumdish suffix. Can you be makdish something that you're not holding on to if it might be yours? And that's the same suffix in suffix Bechor. It can be makdish something that you're not holding on to. And we said for Tosfos, the problem in the bridge, which the Gilyon and the Shifu Betzis and the Pnei Yeshua explain to us, is how were they poshate a psychological suffix as to whether or not he was. Sorry, did I say something wrong?
Bechor has to, what has to do with you being makdish?
Ah, because this within the Havamina, that the reason Tosfos begins of Avoda is because the Kohen was implicitly makdish, right? Before we say Kedush Shabbat Me'ilah. Right, that this is all in the Havamina. Right. Right. Lefi ha-havamina she-ha-kedusha ba'ah me-ha-kohen. Right, obviously in the Maskana, it's not relevant. The question is, how do you bridge the gap? How are they poshing? Psychological, should he have shouted? But there's no lumdish problem because it's a pikadon. Right? So, how do you how were they poshing the psychological suffix whether you should have shouted, which is not a lumdish question at all, because if he's moded, it's a pikadim yado. From the lumdish question of Masusa, so the answer was, what's the link? They were poshing from what they didn't, or suffix wasn't in Masusa. What wasn't the suffix? Because it was a case of Shasasik, Ulvasof, Savach, and they didn't care. Right, it was a case of Shasasik, Savach, and no one cared to analyze the Shasasik, Savach angle. They only analyzed the Lundish angle of can you be Makdish it when it's not Rishus. So they never bothered to say, well, maybe he's Moda and it's Lagamre Rishus. So therefore that proves that the silence is not significant. That's Tosfos. Let's add some shitas, not necessarily in the order we said yesterday. The Ritva starts out exactly like Tosfos. The Ritva starts out exactly like Tosfos. He says, this is a psychological suffix. He says exactly like Tosfos. It's a psychological suffix. The question is, on the one hand, I'm Russell Levokim's Russell Lehenko, just like it's a provocation to grab the half of Talos, it's a provocation to be Makdashit. And if you're silent, you're Modeh. And if you're Modeh, there's no problem if you love this, because once you're Modeh, it's a Pikadum Yadcha, and you can be Makdashit Pikadum. Right? Purely psychological suffix. What about Masusa? What he does, though, is he says that's true of Masusa also. He says Masusa is also a psychological question. Right? Which is the same thing. Right? Should, it's the same psychological question. Should he have objected? Should an average person have objected? Right? He says Masusa was not a Lundish question either. Was the same exact question as... as Hikdisha Blo Takva. On the one hand, maybe his silence is Shtika to Hoda'a, and once he's Moda, then what do you mean? You're the only one who claims to own it, and no matter where it is, of course you can be Makdash it. On the other hand, maybe his silence is not Hoda'a because he just ignored you. It's hard to say that by Safek Bechor, right? By Safek Bechor, it's hard to call that a psychological suffix. Lechora there, like, no one would be silent about anything. No one knew anything. No one had any opinion. It was just an objective suffix. Only Eliyahu Navi knows whether it's a Bechor or not. So he says this, he admits, is a Lumdish question, which is, can you be Makdish something you're not holding on to? Bechor is a Lundish question. So we understand how they want to be poshik Dishat Lo Takva from Masusa. But we don't understand how they want to be poshik Masusa from Safek Bechor. Masusa, the question is he being Modeh or is he not being Modeh? How from Safek Bechor can we prove that he was being Modeh? How does one thing lead to the other? So the Ritva says that it's a little dachuk. He says, what's the bridge? Here's where he has the bridge. He says, it's a dumya bi'alma. Now, this is what he calls a dumya bi'alma. What is a dumya bi'alma? Meaning, it's not exactly the same question. It's just a similar question, so they thought you could look at it similarly. What's the dumya bi'alma? The Dumya Bi'alma is Hekdesh like Tekifa. Originally, what was our question? Psychologically, is Hekdesh like Tekifa? After all, in Tekifa, if you're silent, that proves you admit I'm right. Is Hekdesh also something that if you're silent, it proves I'm right or not? How seriously do we take I'm Russell Levokim, Russell Lehenko? It was a psychological question. Is Hekdesh the same provocation and it causes you to have to object or admit as Tekifa? By Bechor, it's not a psychological question. It's a Lundish question. If I was holding it and I was Makdish it, it would be a valid Hekdish. So what if I'm not holding it and I'm Makdish it? Do we say once I'm Makdish it, it's as if I was holding it, and therefore I'm for sure so? Or do we say that... that no, it's not Rishuso. So here, is Hekdesh like Tekifa? Psychological. psychologically. And here the question is hektish like tkifa al pi lamdus? Does it create birshusi, right? When I'm makdish something, does that make it birshusi and give me the sort of circular self-justifying right to be makdish it? So it's not really the same question, but they wanted it. You know, it could very well be, the Ritva would admit here, that's me talking, not the Ritva, that, you know, if they had succeeded, if they hadn't realized Sushma Mela Shiny, maybe someone would have pointed out, like, it's not exactly, it's a Dumi Bialma, you could be Mechalik, but Lamaiso is at least a Havli Poshik's is Dumi Bialma, and then they pointed out that the core is really not relevant anyway, but that's how he sort of bridges the gap.
Including the Mitzvah's both questions.
What?
I mean, Mitzvah also had the same question. I mean, the Mitzvah is not holding on to it. Mitzvah is lacking.
Included in Masusa is both questions, but lav davka including the hekdisha lo takfa is both questions. So therefore, in the end, he still has to say dumi b'yalma at some point. I mean, he has to pick his poison somewhere. Yes.
The bridge for Tosos, you're saying it's because Gemara doesn't answer. The question of Shasak,
meaning, from the fact that Mitsusa, Tosus assumes it was a case of Shasak Vol Tzavach,
right?
Actually, we should add someplace here. What is the case? According to Tosos, Hekdisha Vol Tzavach is Shasak Uvasof Tzavach, and Mitsusa is also Shasak Uvasof Tzavach, and of course, Safi Yechor is not shy to talk about Shasak. So Tzavach for the Ritva, also Shasak Uvasof Tzavach. Masusa is also Shasak Uvasof Tzavach. And Safek Bechor is not shy to talk about Shtika. For Tosos, the Pshita is obvious. Masusa was the case of Shasak Vol Tzavach, and all they did was compare it to Safek Bechor, and they didn't bother to point out that there's even a Havamin of Hodah here. Oh, why didn't they even have a Havamin Hodah? All they did was compare it to Safek Bechor. Basically, they compared Masusa to a case where there's no Hodah. Why did they compare Masusa to a case where there's no Hodah like Safek Bechor? Because obviously, it was obvious to them there's no Hodah here, and that wasn't even worth discussing.
Well, no, but if the case of Masusa, it's a question about whether who owns the Masusa, right? So then the question is, can you be Makdish and Masusa on a Safek?
Yeah. But why didn't they say it's totally yours, Bevadai Bershuscha, because of Hodah? The answer is, because it was obvious then that there's no Hodah, and that's the Pshitos of the Talos.
Right, but the Pshitos, it should also, but by the Talos, it should also be Hekdish, no?
Hmm?
Can you see only by Masusa it's Hekdish, not...
No. Now I understand what you're saying. No. But Tosos would say, I understand what you're saying. Even if the Masusa, they were only posted, that posted was Hektish with Avodah, shouldn't they be posted the Talos as Hektish with Avodah? So Tosos would say, absolutely not. Without Hodah, there's a Havmin, and Masusa might be Hektish because it's free for all. But there's no Havmin that I can be mocked as your half of the Talos if you're not Modeh, because it's Mosuk to you. It's Anan Sadi that it's yours. So how could I be mocked as your half of the Talos? Because Tosos assumes it's Anan Sadi that it's half of each of them. Yes. Okay. Now.
That's like the Miuchasin Ritva. That's how he explains it that way. That,
like which way?
Exactly. That if you're Hekdesh Bechaver, Kamoshi Dishu Kain, Vishal Tak Yisra. Right
here. The Miuchasin Ritva even put Shtika into the case of Bechor. Right? The Miuchasin Ritva even put Shtika into the case of Bechor. Although he doesn't say it is a case of shtika, he says it's like a case of right.
Yeah.
So the Miuchasin L'Ritva takes it a step further, and I admit at a certain point I lost him. The Miuchasin L'Ritva is almost like the Ritva, right? You understand how it was Miuchas to him, but tell us. I mean, it's actually a very strange habit, I mean, how anyone printed this Miuchasin L'Ritva as the Ritva for 200 years, because everyone had a shita Mugubetzes. And you know the Shita Mugubetzes quoted the Ritva, and it's not what it said in Miuchasin L'Ritva. That's how they knew that they found the real Ritva, because it was word for word matched the Shita Mugubetzes. And it says Horitva Zal. So I don't know, whatever. Anyway, but he's certainly close enough, right? He's probably a colleague of the Ritvas. Maybe he knew the Ritva first. Probably was a friend of the Ritvas. Miuchasin L'Ritva, I admit, I'm a little stuck. I worked very hard, and I couldn't really figure it out. What does Miuchasin L'Ritva say? The... The Miuchasim L'Ritva starts the same way. Right? He starts the same way as the Ritva. And then he continues the same way as Tosfos. Right? Starts the same way as the Ritva. Tosfos continues the same way as the Ritva. Says Bar Nassusa, it's all a psychological question as to whether the Shtita is significant or not. And then he says, what's the comparison to? What's the comparison to Safik Bechor? So what does he say by Safik Bechor? He says, this is Ke'ilu Shasak, right? This is, meaning, he knows that you can't really talk about Shasak of Sotzavach, or Shasak, he at the first, at the beginning says, like, Sotzavach is not really important. The question is either significant or not, like, the Sotzavach is not crucial, but he knows that in Bechor, you can't really talk about Shasak of Sotzavach, because no one knows if it's a Bechor or not. What do you mean, Shtika Ka'oda? So what he says is that, one second, I apologize. Dirachmana Amrd Levi Hekdash Al-Korcha D'Yisrael, because after all, the Torah endorses the Hekdash of the Bechor. It's not coming from an individual's idea. It's coming from the Torah's idea. Therefore, Ke'ilu Yisrael Shasak Umode. It's Ke'ilu Shasak Umode. Ke'ilu Shasak Umode. Therefore, he wants to sort of bring it all the way through. It's all about Ke'ilu Ke'ilu Shasak Umode. Right? It's all about Ke'ilu Shasak Umode. And therefore, this is a much... I still have a little trouble seeing the Ma'abar. This is also Ke'ilu Shasak Umode. But now, what's the suffix? What's the question of Safik Bechor? What are we proving? We're proving that if he shows, say, like, psychologically, that means something, I guess that's what he would have to say. He would have to say that this is also a psychological, it's a little dachuk question. Is shtika in the face of hektish meaningful? It's going to be a little tricky. And we prove that the Ke'ilu Shasak is Hoda'ah. It's a little funny because, like, what do you, I guess, you know, really, there's like a psychological question what he means when it's all in the level of Ke'ilu, but I guess that was the question. The question is, if the Yisrael knows that the Torah has what to say about Bechor, and therefore is like not putting up a fight in terms of Bechor, do we say when he's not putting up a fight, right? When he's not putting up a fight in the face of the hektish of the Torah, that's meaningful, that he's really giving in? Or do we say that, you know, he's just like, he's not interested in, you know, in halacha now, he's not interested in Binyan Lamakom now, he's interested in Binyan Lachadero. So it's a little funny, because it's not exactly parallel psychologically. One is a case where you're doing something to provoke me. The other is a case where there are psukim in the Torah about what happens when certain times the animals are born. So it's a very loose parallel. But he wants to take it straight through. He says, there's also a shtika koda. What kind of shtika? Ke'ilu shasik. What does that mean, ke'ilu shasik? That when he knows what the Torah says, and, you know, he doesn't feel he can object to the Torah, that's also considered shtika. I'll read it again. Derachmana amar delei hevi hektad al kochad Yisrael v'harei uzek ke'il Yisrael shosek emode. It's as if the Yisrael mode. Again, it's a funny parallel. Really, like my hodah, if you provoke me by hektish, is exactly the same status as my hodah if the Torah says something and I feel powerless to override the Torah because I'm an Orthodox Jew. That's what he seems to say. He seems to say there is no bridge. It's all about hodah. And the question all over is, it's all about hodah. The question straight through is shtika in the face of hektish a hodah, or is shtika in the face of hektish? Hold on a second. Not a hodah. And you have to take being posted a psychological question, yes.
No, I was referring to the Mikosari for the one in Hikdisha, you know, Kudesha. There he has a line, Ki ilu talk about the Masra Lehekdesh, the Kishiyosti Kilotsabakal Arthur Oda Odole. So he explicitly says that's what he means.
What? That's the same as Tosfos in the Ritva. No?
Yeah, no,
no. I mean, yeah, okay, correct. One, no. He just brings it all the way through, and I admit it's a little dochuk. Like, what's the psychological comparison between the Bechor case and the, what's the psychological comparison between the Bechor case and the Masusa case is not so clear to me. What's the psychological comparison? But he seems to think that it's a valid comparison.
The whole, as we said previously, that the Hoda could be not on the facts of the case, but on the Hoda that he's...
correct. I think one thing for sure, we can now prove that he agrees with the Ktsos and Pnei Yehoshua Libah Rashi. We can now prove, if we go back to the nature of the Hoda, let's put make the nature of the Hoda green, that the Hoda we're dealing with, Minastam, if you say, where's his Hoda? His Hoda is, he knows what the Torah says. That's him an opinion on the facts, because he knows what the Torah says. Hoda, we're dealing with, is concession, not admission. I think that's a valid diuk. And then he would go on the side of the Ktsos Bedas Rashi. One thing that we pointed out is that Rashi, it's not 100% clear. Rashi never explicitly tells us what he thinks the suffix is, but since Rashi brings Shasak, what do we know that Rashi says? Rashi brings Shasak of Tzof Tzavach all the way through. He says Bechor is a case of not just Ki'ilu, Shasak Ulva Tzof Tzavach. He's pretty clear that Hikdisha B'Lotachtva is Shasak Ulvasof Tzavach, and obviously he'd have to say Masusa is Shasak Ulvasof Tzavach, because if we're going from a Shasak Ulvasof Tzavach to something to a Shasak Ulvasof Tzavach, obviously the middle is also Shasak Ulvasof Tzavach. Rashi seems to think, one, perhaps we could read Rashi, that along the lines of the Miuchasim L'Ritva, but even better, it's not just a Ki'ilu, it's Mamish a case of Shasak Ulvasof Tzavach. And therefore, what we said, perhaps if you read Rashi, like most Achronim read Rashi, although I'm not convinced, but is that this is also a psychological suffix. It's all a psychological suffix, right? Maybe Rashi thinks it's all a psychological suffix of Shasak Ulvasof Tzavach, and he can actually read it very, very clear, right? Same suffix. Same exact suffix, right, is the shtika, should he have objected or not, right? Again, that's just saying different words of the shtika meaningful. Same exact suffix, should he have objected? And then we pointed out, in terms of what's the nature of this Oda, you have to say one of two things. Either for Rashi, how did Shaykh have Oda and Suffolk Bechor? If Rashi says, not just to Ilu, Rashi says it's a mamas occasion of Suffolk, Suffolk Bechor. Either you have to say, Oda here is concession, which is what the Pnei Yehoshua says for Rashi, or you have to make an Okimta of that the case of Suffolk Bechor was Okimta. That he knew whether it was a Bechor or not. It wasn't a case of a Stam Suffolk in the Veldt. That he actually, it was a Suffolk to Besdin, but the Kohen and the owner all claimed that they knew whether or not it was a Bechor, which is an Okimta. Now, how did they, you could say it's an Okimta that they knew. The Kohen says, no, I'm really familiar with the provenance of this animal, and Itaka is a Mevakeres. And the Bible is saying, no, I bought the animal, and I checked with the previous owner, it's really not a Mevakeres. And then, you could say that, no, the Hoda's real admission, and the guy's really admitting by being silent because he should have said something if he thought it wasn't a Bechor. Okay, that was one derech. The other derech in interpreting the Gemara was the derech of the Ram, Rashba, and Ramban. Again, I'm not claiming there aren't other drachot out there, but this would be good enough for now. What did the Ran say? The Ran said, Me'ikara. The case of, he changed the Kedisha B'Lotavcha, Takva. He said, it's not talking about Shtika at all. Hekdish lo tafka has nothing to do with shtika anymore. It's not talking about shtika. Oh, if it's not talking about shtika, what's the suffix? He says, obviously, it's a lundish suffix, which is, can you be makdish something you're not holding? Right? Can I be makdish? Again, I said last time, don't misinterpret me. I don't mean something I'm not holding because it's in my dresser at home in my bedroom. I don't even mean something I'm not holding because I park my bike on the street. I mean something I'm not holding and someone else, right, is arguing with me about and someone else is holding on to, or it's, you know, in some space being floored over between us, right? Something that's out of my grasp, not just I'm not physically holding, but I'm not practically controlling. Something out that's out of my control. Good. Can I be mocked? There's something that's out of my control. And what are the two sides of the suffix according to this? One side of the suffix is commando talk for dummy. Right? One side of the suffix is commando talk for dummy. What's that saying? That obviously I can't be mocked as something that is legamre not mine. But since it's suffix mine, by being makdish, I have grabbed the suffix. Right? So one side of the suffix is commando talk for dummy that by being makdish suffix mamon, I have become muchzak, right? Just like if I grab suffix mamon, I would win. If I'm makdish suffix mamon, I win because I'm muchzak. Or the other side is, right? Or can't be makdish. Right now, I haven't grabbed it yet. Dover she'eino b'rishuso. Right? Do we say that once I'm makdish suffik mamon, I win? It's like grabbing suffik mamon and now in the mochzak. Because hekdish like grabbing. Can see Russell ahead. It's as if I grabbed it and handed it over. Right? Since hekdish like handing it over to the gizbar, then obviously it, I can't hand something over unless I'm holding it. It's like I'm holding it. Hekdish like holding it, I win. Or no, I can't be makdish because right now it's not b'rishuso. That's the suffik. It is a lundish suffik. And then the masusa is the same lundish suffik. And the Bechor is the same lumdish suffix. They're all the same case. There's money that might or might not be mine, suffix mine, but I'm not holding it yet. Do we say being makdish is like grabbing it, now I'm holding it, now I wait, case closed? Or do we say no, I can't even get off the ground being makdish because it's dovrish ain't a brishu, so lumdish suffix. The only problem is if it's a lumdish suffix, it has nothing to do with hodah and nothing to do with psychology, why do we start with intents alomar of the shasl sof tzavach? So here, to the Ran says, this is why he had his fancy shot before the intents alomar. This is where he built the bridge. Right? The intents alomar doesn't mean, it means intents alomar that it is chaluka misafek velo Bittoris Vadai. Because what does he say? And therefore, what does he have to say? That the Hodah we're talking about in previous, the Hodah in the previous Sugya is Safek Hodah. The Hodah of Shasav Tzotzach was never a Vadai Hodah, it was a Safek Hodah. And what was the, he changes that's done in the Safek, right? We had that two shiurim ago, right? The question in the previous Sugya wasn't, was he Moda or was he not Moda? Question is, he was Suffolk Moda. But was it Vada that each had half, or was it Suffolk that each had half? And for the Ran, he reinterprets the Ibaya of Shosak Ulvasof Tzavach as a Lumdish Ibaya and not a psychologically baya. There was never a psychologically baya in the last sugya about whether Shasav Tzavach is really admitting or not. Everyone knew it was Suffolk admitting. There's a Lamdishi baya whether Shnai Mosin Batalis is Vadai half and half, or Misuffolk we split it half and half. And therefore, once into Tzolomer, it was a lumdish question of whether it's vade half and half or suffix who it belongs to, then it reads perfectly. Into Tzolomer, it's vade half and half. Of course, I can't be makdish, ma patom. I can't be makdish your vade property. It's ridiculous. I can't be makdish that shirt. But if it's a suffix, if Tzolomer's house is suffix who it belongs to, then it's like Masus and like suffix Machor, and we can have our question about being makdish suffix mamon. Ellie?
Just to be clear, the actual suffix. The way that we just said it right now is, if I claim the suffix mamon is mine, then do I become the muchzak? Isn't the way the Ran says it, isn't it more along the lines of, on the side that it is mine, then, I mean, he never thinks that I am muchzak the mamon. He says, on the side that's mine, can the iser can be chal, not the side being mamon.
Okay, that is a good ha'ara that I didn't want to... to get into, but I'm going to have to say, you're right. I'm going to have to admit that you're right. Okay. I apologize, I was trying to conflate with some of the other Rishonim. The way he says, he does not say that I'll vade win. The way he says, I'll apologize, is that just like tkifa works for me, hakdasha works to make it hektish. Okay, is that better, Ellie?
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. Technically, he's the only one who's saying that even al atzad that it's hektish, it's only hektish misafik and not bevadai. That's a good point. Okay, let's just go to the Rashba and Ramban for a second, and then we can know all the mainstream shuttle we've shown him. We won't get into the Achronim, although it's basically just reshuffling the cards that are on the board at this point. Yes, Yosef?
Question for Rashi. According to Rashi, what role does the status of the Masukah Yizavod have in the whole Shakal Tara of the Gemara?
Ah, that proves that you're Kimi Ma'at, that the Hektish is Chal in the Havim.
Right? According to Rashi, the whole issue is about whether Shasik of Tzavach is relevant. The Rashi says it was in Kabbalah Haraya, which means that, which in Havim means that it goes to the Kohen.
But Rashi means the Okinta that goes to the Kohen only for Shasik of Tzavach, right?
In Gizavod, that means.
So you're right. So I that's why I said me. I'm some Rishon Rashi, some Akron or read Rashi as it's also only us who be Gizvavod if you're Shasak Musaf Tzavach. Or you go so far as saying that every case of Gizvavod is probably Shasak Musaf Tzavach because Benastam, the first time someone told him was also be Gizvavod, he didn't say anything and then he questioned it. So it's not a crazy Okinta. But you're right. That's only one way to read Rashi. I will. It could be totally wrong. The other way to read Rashi is that the suffix was never that. The other way to read Rashi is that he's really along the lines of the Ramban, Rashba, and Ran. And what he's really saying, Shasal Sot Sabach, is just a litmus test for who it belonged to in the first place. And then it's just a lumdish question whether you can match or something that passed that litmus test, and he's really the Kudush Ran. So I admit that's another way to read it. That all depends whether you want to make your kintan or let us be the Shasin Sabach or not. And I was, of course, maybe, and otherwise he turns into Kudush Ran. I will be the first to admit. Okay, let's just finish up very briefly. The Rashba, his Lashon was a little cryptic. Where's the Rashba? Here it is. The Rashba says, someplace here. The Rashba says awfully similar to the Ran, right? The Rashba says, nope, I don't like this Okimta of Shtika. That's what he sounds like he's saying. I don't like this Okimta of Shtika in Shasakul Sotsaba. It's Pasha that Shtika is irrelevant. Shtika has nothing to do with Hektish. Like, once you're Makdish something, that's not a question of Shtika anymore. It's Pasha that Shtika wouldn't work at all. Pasha that, obviously there's no Shtika that goes straight through. It's Pasha that, I think for what the Rashba is saying, is that it's Pasha we have here a Lumdish Suffolk. It's Pasha we have here a Lumdish Suffolk. I think in this case, Ellie, what I wrote for the Ran is true for the Rashba. initially. I think, even though I admit that the question is unclear, the senior is what's the suffix. On the one hand, you could say, what did I have written there, Ellie? Do you remember?
That by being
Makdish,
suffix
mamon, I am machzik it. Or do you say, can't be Makdish, dover, she'eno, birshuso? That was the question, going back to the beginning. If this is all a lumdish question, what does that have to do with the intents of Lomo Shashal Sotzavach? So here's where we see that more people than we thought. Could be by the time we finish even Rabbi Shonim, hold the Hodah of Shashal Sotzavach is not such a posh, regular, old-fashioned Hodah. Which again is fine with me, because if you ask me as a psychologist, which I'm not, it's not posh to me that Shashal Sotzavach is such a is such a gabaldic Hodah. Maybe it's a semi-hodah, suffix-hodah, concession of some sort. What does the Rashba say? Again, I admit his Rashba was, his lashon wasn't clear, but I think what the Rashba is saying is that, the same thing as the, is the same thing as the Ran, that the Imtim Salomar, Shasutul Tzavach, was not a question of is significant that he admitted or not. No, we know that it's unclear whether it's significant that he admitted or not. The question really was, Imtim Salomar, that the Chaluka is Misafik, the low, the Torah's Vadai. That's why he keeps using the word Gazman. What was the Ibai in the last sugya by Shasak, Ulava Sof Tzavach? If you say they're each clearly holding on, Bivadai, each has a half, then if I grab something, I'm a Gazlan. We can't bring any ride from your shtika. But if you say it was never clear in the first place who it belonged to, we were just going to split it anyway as a solution, then if I grab it, that tips the scales. And that's what he's also saying. He's saying that the Hodah in the previous sugya is a suffix hodah, which only works. You don't have to say it's a suffix hodah. Suffix hodah be a suffix hodah vada. You can say it's a suffix hodah, which in the context of a gzelos vada mamon we view as not a hodah. In the context of taking suffix mamon, we view as a hodah. It's a suffix hodah, which is only significant b'makom suffix mamon. Right? Which is, again, the same as the Chidush Ran. The last thing I see is the Ramban, who doesn't talk too much about this. The Ramban... What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, is this Shasuk Zot Tzavach or not, in the case of Talis? The Ramban here is very, very clear that this is a case of Shasak Ulvasof Tzavach, but implies exceedingly strongly that this is not a case of that the Masusa, I apologize. Oh, why did the Masusa migrate up there? Okay, the Masusa belongs here. Not a case of Shtika, and obviously the case of Bechor is not a case of Shtika. So how did the Ramban read the Shakavataria? The Ramban reads the Shakavataria as such. In Timtzolomar makes perfect sense. The Antim Tzolomar is obvious. Why? Because what's the suffix? The suffix is if Shasak Ulvitzov Tzavach is Hoda'ah for Tkifa, it's Hoda'ah for Hektish. That was not even a suffix. He didn't have Tosfos suffix. The Ramban says it's Pashut. That if, obviously, if Shasak Ulvitzov Tzavach is not Hodah when I grab it, it's not Hodah when I'm not shit. But if it is Hodah when I grab it, it's Pashut. There's no psychological suffix. I'll read you the Ramban, because you won't believe me. The Ramban says, one second, here we are. The Ikel Meir Pshitlon Milsa Dechi Ekdisha Be'ishtet Ulvitzov Tzavach Kaman Detok V'dami L'meim Baradoi Du Yehudi. It's Pshita that it's a Hodah. But what's the suffix? But this hoda only works lehachzik. And then, sorry, what is the suffix? Then I'll read on. Ela glo lima hayoda la fuki mamonu man the toughest. This is the kind of hoda that doesn't work lehotzi mamon, only works lehachzik mamon. So now, what's the question? The question is now a lumdish question. Now it's a lumdish suffix. What's the lumdish suffix? Is hekdesh chal or not? On a double shein b'shusa or not, right? Can you be makdish something you're not holding on to it or not? And then if it's a lumdish question, then we go to mesusa, which is not shtika, but it's the same lumdish question. And then we go to Safik Bechor, and it's the same lumdish question in Safik Bechor. And for the Ramban, where does the Ramban get the bridge? What the Ramban says is, it's starting to enter into a little more of a psychological hodah. But here, we're not misupik whether he was moda or not. We're sure he was moda. But this kind of hodah only works if you're mosak. So you want to know, is he mosak or not? Whether or not he's mosak depends on whether the hektish is chal. If the hektish is chal, he's mosak. If the hektish isn't chal, then he's not mosak. And what I meant by here is the same thing here. Meaning, can you be mocked or something you're not holding on to? And the ma'avar is sort of within hektisha below takfa. He builds a bridge. So he says, really, we're talking about the, and Agav, the Mari Katz, does the same thing, just slightly different than the Shiva Zubetzes. I'll explain that in a second. He builds the bridge with Inikdish Vlotakva. He says, really, we're discussing Hodah. We're discussing the psychology of Hodah. But this kind of Hodah only works with the suffix. So now we have to know, is this, this type of Hodah only works with Hachzik? We have to know if you're mochzik or not. If the hektish was chal, you're mochzik, because I'm Russell Gvot, it's Russell Hedgel. If the hektish isn't chal, you are not mochzik. Now, what does the Ramban have to assume? Big chiddush. The hodah in the previous sugya only works lahachzik. Right? Not lahotzi. Who ever heard of hodah that only works lahachzik? If I admit I owe you $100, you could be mochzik that $100, right? Whoever heard of a hodah that only works lahachzik? So obviously he has to hold one of two things. Either he holds a tzafik hodah and he's the first person to say the ran, he just didn't say it explicitly, or he holds that it's a concession, not an admission, and a concession only works lahachzik, not lahotzi. What does that mean? It's not that you admit it, I'm right. It's not, you're saying, I'm not going to sue you for it. So if I'm holding it and you're not going to sue me, then I win. If you're holding it and you're not going to sue me, then I don't win, because you don't have to sue me. You're just going to keep the money you have. So I think the Ramban is very clear here. What do you mean, a hodol? Whoever heard of a hodol that only works lahachzik? It's like inventing a new species. Either he means the suffix hodol, like the Ran, meaning it's either quantitative or qualitatively bad hodol. Either it's a suffix hodol, or it's a concession that I'm not going to sue you. So therefore, you can be maxic whatever you have, but you can't be multi anything based on my not suing you.
In the second two cases, don't require shtika, and still you might be able to be maxic, and not be maxic. So, why is the case of Talis different? And if it's different, how can you compare it?
Okay, excellent question. The difference is, you're right, I should have made room for that on the board also. Why did the second cases, didn't someone ask me this question about one of the other sheikhs already? Why did the second cases work even without shtika in the first case, only the havin of working with shtika? The answer is pasha, because the, mesusa at least is, no, the answer is pasha. Because in mesusa, even without shtika, I have every right to be makdashit because it's in Rishos HaRabim and it might be mine. So I have every right to be makdashit. As opposed to talus, where half it's in your hands, and I have no right to be makdish something that's in your hands because you already want an investment.
But then it's not mind. How can it be mapped to something which is called on right in there, that might be mapped to something which is still in your riches. You're holding on to it. You can't compare it to. Well, if the hotel works, because then his habit is now your habit, that might be mapped to shit. But if it's not mine yet, then it's
no, what you have to say is masseuse is not in someone else's rishos. And the, well, one second. Hold on a second. Yeah, what you have to say is this. He thinks the chalukah in the Mishnah is b'torz vaday. That answers all the questions. The chalukah in the Mishnah is b'torz vaday, obviously without shtika, it's not something mobile. Right? If he must think the chalukah in the Mishnah is b'torz vaday, therefore, masusa is something mobile. So we have lundish suffix. B'chor is suffix mobile. We have a lundish suffix, right? We don't know if it's a b'chor or not. But he must think Shnayim Oksim Metalos is B'Torah's Vaday. I hope that matches what he says about Beis and Gimel. If he thinks Shnayim Oksim Metalos is B'Torah's Vaday, then of course there's no room for a lundish suffix. There's a Vaday your money. What's the Hav making Matash it? Therefore, he needs Shtika to get it down to equivalent to Masusa. I'm right. You may or may not understand it yet. Okay, yes?
Then how would the Ramban understand that Stadim in the Gemara?
The Stadim in the Gemara are this. On the one hand, we have a hoda'ah, but it's a kind of hoda'ah, meaning whether or not my hekdesh shecha, we have a hoda'ah, right? Your hoda'ah doesn't depend on chalosis. Your hoda'ah depends on what you think. We have a hoda'ah. This hoda'ah only works if I'm already muhsak. So the question is, am I muhsak? Well, if I was makdashin, I'm muhsak. So I was moser to the kibsi russo. If I was not makdashin, I'm not muhsak. And it becomes a question, could I be makdash something that's out of my hands? And then it's the exact same question as masusa.
I mean, I understand that conceptually, I just don't understand, like, Zilu Baal Batish, I'm sorry, but that doesn't fit in the words of the...
Sure it does. On the one hand, Ami Russell Gvoa Kimsi Russell Hedyot, and it's Commander Takva Dami, meaning I have now grabbed it through a successful Halos Hektish and I'm the Muxak.
Wait, but if
I wish I had a little more, here, if I write really, really small, I could fit this all in. I'll read you. What's the suffix? On the one hand, maybe... Hekdesh is chal, so I am now the muhsak. Why am I the muhsak? Because I'm in Russell going to Russell Hedyot. If I made Hekdesh, it's like holding it.
No, but I'm not
Hekdesh
is the muhsak.
Is not chal. That's the thing. I'm not the muhsak. Hekdesh is the muhsak. So, should I answer you simply? The long or short answer?
Long.
The long answer, okay. The long answer is that, but Hekdesh and me go together. Why? In one of two ways. Either if you take the tzad of the chakira, that's some of the things we discussed this summer, that at the very least here we're talking about kudshay. Sorry. Either you take the tzad of the chakira we discussed this summer, that really when I makdish something, it's still mine. It's just mine Hekdesh. Until I actually hand it over to the gizbar, it's still mine Hekdesh, like this Tosafot Parrot says. Remember what Tosafot Parrot says? Why didn't they redeem the masusa on a pruta? Interest is the only guy who's makdish has the right to redeem it on pruta.
Right.
What do you mean? If it doesn't belong to him, why does he have the right? No, until I hand it over to the gizbar, it's my hekdish. So therefore, hekdish and me go together. Or, if you don't want to say that, if you want to be an akshan and say, no, hekdish is not mine at all. Hekdish is a new bialis and I have nothing to do with the hekdish other than the history that I was makdish it. Then, you have to say, well, it's really mean hekdish muhsak, because it's on the one who gave it the hekdish. Hekdish being muhsak includes a virtual first step of me being muhsak. That's the long answer. Correct. Either hekdish being muhsak proves I was muhsak in the moment it became hekdish, because I had to transfer the zak to hekdish, or hekdish being muhsak is still me being muhsak, because it's my hekdish, not your hekdish. Vaharaya, I have to pay a chomesh bizmana mikdash van poden and you don't, and bizmana zeh, I have the right to be poden for a pruta and you don't.
But that's circular at some point. Because then you're saying, the only reason it's hektish is because I'm mochzak, and the only reason that I'm mochzak is because it's hektish.
Oh, that's fine. So if you look at the Chiddush of Meir Simcha here from the Baal Or Sameach, he actually says he thinks the yisod of our sugya is whether you can say gitov yadban ka'achat by hektish or not. Whether you can have circular hektish or not. And then that gets into all kinds of other lundas, which I'm not going to get into now, both about the nature of time and about the nature of hektish, which I'll let you be my ayin, or feel free to discuss it. In our, private time. Okay. What?
Question answer.
Yeah, you can bring that up as a as a philosophical issue for the rebbein to discuss. What's the nature of time? I think that's definitely more interesting to people than you know, the hot button, the house scuffing issues in our community. Now, at least it should be. Okay, now that I have successfully confused everyone by just trying to read Pasuk Pshat in the Gemara, now we can just make ourselves all clearer and feel better by saying Lamedes outside. Moshe, I need you to snap the board. I mean, obviously, the main Lamedes that comes out of reading the Pasuk Pshat in the Gemara is just what was the meaning of the previous sugya when they talked about Hodah and Shasot Tzotzach. That seems to be the main issue that comes up here. Now, we're going to have to erase this, and now we can talk a little just about the Lamedes Suffolk, right? Which, again, we started last time, and then we can transition into the famous Rebbe Akiva Eiger. What is, everyone agrees at a certain point, there's a Lamedes Suffolk, or maybe not Rashi, you know, but everyone agrees at a certain point there's a Lamedes Suffolk, because even if you say, how do we know everyone agrees at a certain point there's a Lamedes Suffolk? Because even if you say at the very end of our sugya, it was still a psychological Suffolk, there's still a virtual Lamedes Suffolk, because in the end they're post, well, okay. Probably everyone has to agree, because even if you say Suffolk Bechor was still a psychological Suffolk, there's a virtual Lamedes Suffolk in there, because they answer with a Lamedes answer. So it sounds like in the end, there's this Lamedes question of, can you be Makdish Dabar Sheh? Right? So now, what is the Lamedes Suffolk in whatever case there is a Lamedes Suffolk? For Tosos, there's only a Lamedes Suffolk about Masusa and Suffolk Bechor. For the Ran and the Rashba and the Ramban, there's a Lamedes Suffolk about Talis and Masusa and Suffolk Bechor. For Ritva, there's only a Lamedes Suffolk about Suffolk Bechor. So, Lamedes Suffolk, what's it about? It's about Suffolk Bechor Lefi Ritva. It's about Masusa and Bechor Lefi Tosos. It's about Talis Masusa and Bechor Lefi Ramban Rashba Viran. Right? So there's definitely some Lamedes Suffolk going on here. And even according to the Miuchasim L'Ritva, who brings Shtika through, it comes up in the answer at least. Right? It still comes up at least in the answer. So what is the nature of let's stick with this. What is the nature of this? Oh great. Lamedes Suffolk. So the suffolk is, right? Question is, this we had last time. Doesn't everyone know Rabbi Yochanan that So what could the suffolk have been in the first place? So we saw different answers to that, right? What were the different answers? The Ktsos Bedas Ramban and the one answer in the Miuchasim or the Ritva. One second, someone. Feel free to help me out here. What?
What are you looking for?
Who says that they didn't know Rabbi Yochanan yet?
Miuchasim and the Ktsos.
Right, okay, great. Thank you. The Ktsos, the Das Ramban, and the Miuchasim L'Ritva says they were misupakim about Rabbi Yochanan. Right? They were misupakim about Rabbi Yochanan. They weren't sure about Rabbi Yochanan yet. The Ketos points out, it's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, right? Who says, we hold like, maybe they didn't hear, the Miuchasim makes it sound like they never heard of Rabbi Yochanan yet. The Ketos says, maybe they did hear Rabbi Yochanan, they didn't know if we held like him or Reish Lakish yet. Right, Lo Shmiel could also mean, correct. Okay, it could mean Lo Sfirle. So, at first they didn't know Rabbi Yochanan, but the Rashba is Mechadesh here, right, the yeah, sorry, there's the Miuchasim, good. And the other answer to the Miuchasim, and another answer to the Miuchasim, is that no. That this case is not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's case is because it's not in someone else's Rishus, but in limbo. How is it in limbo? The mezuzah is obviously in limbo. It's sitting in the street. This talus is in limbo because we're both holding it. It's not cut in half. We're both holding the whole talus, right? So the mezuzah is in the street, except the miuchasim has one opinion that, one possibility that they're both holding it, but it doesn't make a difference, right? The mezuzah is in Rishus HaRabim. The talus is Shnayim Ochsin Bekulo, right? The whole talus they're both grabbing. The Bechor, Sabbath Bechor is obviously going to be the problem, right? The Safik Bechor seems to be in the house of the Baal HaBayis. Didn't say anything about it being in the street. So how is the Safik Bechor like something that's in limbo? So I think the way the Miuchasim says it out is it's Ke'ilu the Kohen's Toface, because it's a because the Torah wants it to be Kadosh, because Kedusha Ba'me'eleha. You could say it better either. The Miuchasim says, if I'm mixing the two of them up, someone will correct me, says it's equivalent to Shneim Ochsin because of the Kedusha Haba'ah Me'ileha. Right? He says, you know what? Since the Torah wants the Kedusha to be here, then it's as if, like the Kohen has an Achiza also, and it's as if it's really in limbo. It says, the Gemara didn't know Kedusha Ba'me'eleha till later on the Gemara. No, they always knew Kedusha Ba'me'eleha. They just knew it a little. They didn't know that it took over the whole Sugya. Or the perhaps easier shot is the Ritva. The Ritva says that in this case, it's... Ein Baal HaBayis machzik ba b'toras gzela. I'm adding the words ella b'toras safek. It's not like gozel lo m'sashu b'ayim. Gozel lo m'sashu b'ayim means the other guy's grabbing it away from me. Therefore, that's pasha. They only Rabbi Yochanan could be machshit. This case, son of Bechor, is more subtle. The Baal HaBayis not grabbing it away from the Kohen. He doesn't know anything. He just happens to be holding on to it, but he's not grabbing it away. He's not trying to steal it from the Kohen. He's not trying to exclude the Kohen. He just doesn't know what to do. He's open-minded about it. He's not restricting access to anyone. Therefore, the Ritva says, since the Baal HaBayis is not trying to steal it, he's just holding it misafek. Therefore, that's in limbo. That's not like Rabbi Yochanan's case. Rabbi Yochanan's case is, you took it away from me. You fought me and took it away from me. I can't be machshit. Here, the Baal HaBayis didn't take it away from the Kohen. It just happened to be in his house, and he doesn't know, and the Kohen doesn't know, and no one knows what to do. So therefore, it's not Masik at the Torah's Gzela. It's only Masik at the Torah's Safek. Therefore, it's not as if it's in his Rishus. It's as if it's in limbo. It happens to be in his house. But it's not in his house because he took it away from me, because he's opposing me. It's in his house because nobody knows what to do. And it happens to have been worn in his house. Therefore, we had a reasonable Safek. And what's the answer? Either we're Mesopagir of Yochanan, and in the end, we know Rabbi Yochanan. Or, no, this is actually a really, really good suffix. This is not like Rabbi Yochanan's case. This is a really, really good suffix. This is a case where it's not in my control, but it's not in your control. It's in between. Can I be mocked to something that's in between or not? What's the answer? The answer is, depends if Yochol if I have proof in Bezdin and it's in between your Rishus and my Rishus, I can be Makdashit. If I don't have proof in Bezdin, then I can't be Makdashit. Therefore, the end, we're so specific that you cannot be Makdash something that is out of your, that is in limbo, such as Karka, a classic example. Karka is also always in limbo, right? Because how is it in English Rishus? No one can hold Karka. The answer is, what if something's in limbo? Then, just the chazer for a second, if something's totally in my Rishus, I can be makdashit. Even if I have no proof. I mean, whatever, I always have proof. It's totally my Rishus, right? If something's in your Rishus that you stole from me, I can never be makdashit, even if I do have proof. Something's in limbo, then we Taka didn't know that. There's no other priest in Shas that answers this. In Baba Kama, they don't discuss this at all. So we have that new Din of Rav Nachman that says, that depends if I have proof or not. If I have proof, then it's Ki'ilu and my Rishus, and if not, then it's not. Okay, excellent. Now, we're ready to move on to the famous Rabbi Kiva. Zayin Amin Aleph, what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, my havi Allah de Masusa. Says the Gemara, my havi Allah de Masusa. Have a uvda the Toshva the Rechiv Rav Nevi Rechiz 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 Rechuna Posh Mihadar Rav Nachman Kol Makam Shein Yochel Otsiv Dayana Mekdish Reinu Kadosh. Okay, the answer is the Masusa was not Kadosh. Yeah, because I had no proof.
Just in terms of the Rashba and everyone else, how does the Gemara propose, I mean,
why would that necessarily make it in the category of Yochanan's Sadik and not this one? You're asking a Ricky Vegas question. So I think the answer is they'll have to say that to Maria Buov that I put in brackets.
Because we're also asking by the Talos. How can we be pulling in the other direction? We're saying that that's an area we would. Okay,
can
you ask the same question over there also?
No, over there, Rabbi Akiva Eger would know. No, because over there, the Gemara never was Machalik, so Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't have to ask the question. What you're saying is that if Masusa is in limbo, because neither one of them is holding it, then who cares if it's.
We're defining Shnei Malchut HaTalos as in limbo.
What?
We're defining Shnei Malchut HaTalos as being in limbo. Right? So Masusa, we're saying, is also in limbo.
Ah, you know what you're saying. In 1 second. Hold on a second. I hear what you're saying. The Gemara seems to imply that if the Masusa was, according to everyone but Maria Buov, that if the Masusa was Metaltalin, it had been sitting there and we've both been saying, then even if I had proof, I couldn't be matched shit. That's what you're claiming. So according to them, why would that be so obvious? Because it's in limbo, depends by a proof or not. So the truth is, I think they would interpret it more like Maria Buov and not like Rabbi Akiva Eger B'chlal. But we'll come back to it. And then you'll tell me whether you think it's too dachuk or not. When I say the Maria Buov, you'll tell me if you think it's too dachuk, you say all the Yerushalmi hold like Maria Buov. But before I read the Maria Buov, I knew they had to say that. I just had to find someone who said it for them. So I kept looking until I found someone who said it. But you have no idea what I'm talking about, so let me explain. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara then has a kasha. What does the Gemara say? The diuk. So kasha only the diuk of Nachman. Hold it. Anything I don't have proof for, I can't be. Anything I do have proof for, I can be makdish. That's the Rabbi Yochanan. If I have proof that you stole from me, I still can't be makdish. Even if I do have proof. What is the Gemara answer? No, Rabbi Yochanan's. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan's talking about metaltalin. We're talking about karka misav and shud metaltli yaskina mesusa megar kai yaskina triyachol tziv dayana bedayanim bershuse kaimi. Okay, now let us I could, if I would just want to go back for a second and answer Yosef's question, I could say, because it's not in someone else's rishus, but in limbo, and the answer is, if Yochel Hotzi, I can answer your question if I want. The Gemara says Yochel Hotzi Dayanim only works for Karka, right? Yochel Hotzi Dayanim only works for Karka, so you could say, no problem. If Yochel Hotzi Dayanim, say better. If yachlotz dayanim, like so why if it's metaltlin wouldn't it work? Because the metaltlin, you can say it's never yachlotz dayanim, because whoever runs and takes it away first could prevent me from being yachlotz dayanim. So you could say yachlotz dayanim only works for a kind of limbo, which is karka, when tatlin didn't have access to it, or when I'm holding on to one side of it, where the dayanim have access to it, or where you're in the first place not being machzik against me, so the dayanim have free access to it. Could be in the case of metaltlin, she'ef shel have riach, that's a pagam in the yachlotz dayanim. That's a simpler way to answer your question, yes.
But then you're assuming specifically, like, it was against, I forget, I think he answered, but that when we say yachalohotzi b'dayanim, we're referring not to, you know, that I can prove it in his bialos, but it's whether I will physically get it. That's only one, that was the Balamor in the Ramban. That's only according to...
Okay, so let's come back to that. Okay, now, what's Rabbi Akiva Eger's question? Let's see what the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? In a mesusa mikarka'i... Right? Kol sheyachol lehotzio bidayanim is bershuso. Right? That Gemara says it's in limbo. Any yachol tzio bidayanim is bershuso. Right? But what does the Gemara say? Bim susa metaltali afilu yachol lehotzio bidayanim ain't no bershuso because of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Now, what's pshat? Why is there a difference between karka and metaltalin? Why is there a difference between karka and metaltalin? What's pshat in our Gemara? Our Gemara says, look, karka, I admit there's a case where I can't be makdish karka. If I claim it's mine, I claim it's mine from now till Armageddon. And it might have to be mine, but I have no way to prove it in court, then I can't be makdish it. But if I have two eidim, I can be makdish it wherever it is. But in metaltlin, even if I have 100 eidim that it's mine, once you steal it, I can't be makdish it. Why not? Why is metaltlin different than karka? What's the yesod of Rabbi Yochanan? What do you mean? I have eidim. Why is metaltlin less precious than karka? I don't understand. Let me ask you a very simple question. Right out there outside the window, there's a spot of land down there. I have two Aden that I can bring next week that it's my land. I can be makdish it. Right down there, that's on that land, is a bicycle. I have two Aden that I can bring this my bicycle. Then I can't be makdish it. Why is there a difference in karka and metaltlin?
You don't have control over the bicycle. Land.
Why not?
Somebody else can come and walk with it.
Okay, who doesn't hold like Morty? No, on the daf. Who doesn't hold like Morty? Rabbi Akiva Eger. Right? Rabbi Akiva Eger is a chiddush here. What does Morty say? What's the yesod of Rabbi Yochanan? Morty says that Rabbi Yochanan is a practical difference. What's the practical difference? The practical difference is that even if I have proof that it's my metaltalin efshur l'avriach. It's very nice I have proof that it's my metaltalin. That works well as long as the metaltalin is in court. But you can just pick up that metaltalin, put it in a truck, hide it someplace, I'll never find it, and my proof is worthless. Right? I mean, there's no yachalotzi dayan, as I said to Yosef, this my second try. A practical difference. What's the practical difference? Metaltalin efshur l'avriach. Get a better color here. Karka efshar lehavriach. It's a practical difference in karka and metaltalin. What does Rabbi Akiva Eger assume? By the way, who besides Morty on the Makor sheet holds that way?
Omar
Goldstein. You keep being right, just not where I was going yet. This is the Kovachirim Rav Elchanan. But what does Rabbi Akiva Eger say? Rabbi Akiva Eger has a different way of looking at it. He says, no, there's not a practical difference between karka and metaltalin. There is a formal difference between karka and metaltalin. Now, I'm not claiming the formal difference is coincidental to the practical difference, but I am claiming that it's his own din. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, what's the yesod? Kashali, he says, ha'ekra achilig b'metaltalin karka'i d'metaltalin nigzolim. There's a chalos gzela on metaltlin. V'kam le'rishusei de gazlin. And they enter the rishus of the gazlin. Mikri ain't a reshu so da nixel, and therefore the non-reshu is a nixel. Valkarka ain't a nixelus, valkar reshu se de gazlin. But karka is not nixelus, and therefore it can never be in the reshu of the gazlin. And how do we know he's discussing something formally? He says, well, what if I do gzela without a maisa kinyan? In came the tatum gazel below kinyan, the lakum reshu se nixel, in a chai bach reyuso, kadi isa, babakama, ayin testament aleph, masnisin. Have a kikarka, the man who he says, hold on, what if I steal your metalkla without doing a maisekinyan? Then it's karka, right? Because I haven't had a chalos gzela on them. I'm not, right? Let's just put this. It is a, this is also not such a good color. The colors are not meaningful here. I'm just trying to find one the right spot. It is a formal difference, metaltolin, nigzolin, v'chal alehem, kinyon egzela, right? Meaning, they enter the reshus of the gazlin, and what's the proof that he says they enter the reshus of the gazlin? Because the gazlin is chayev? Be'achrayis. Why is the gazlin chayev be'achrayis? Of course, you might have said he's chayev be'achrayis just because we like to make gazlin and pay. He says, no, the gazlin is chayev be'achrayis, so now it's his item. Right? What are you the most chayiv achrayis on? Not if you're a shoel, not if you're this, not if you're that. You're most chayiv achrayis on your own property. Right? Of course you take the loss. Right? So there's, and Rav Chaim famously said, what did Rav Chaim famously say is it proves that the gazlin really has a kinyan that enters his rishus, the din of, this is based on his pshat in the pashup pshat, the pashup pshat in the Gemara in the beginning of Temura. He says, Shinui Kona. Why is Shinui Kona for a Ghana and not for anyone else? If I go and I rip your shirt, that's a Shinui. I'm not Kona it. I have to pay Mazik, but I'm not Kona your shirt. If I'm a Shoel and I'm Poshe and I smash your whole car, I'm not Kona B'Shinui. I have to pay for the damage. I'm not Kona B'Shinui. A Ghana is Kona B'Shinui. Why is a Ghana Kona B'Shinui? You don't have to be with Rukhain. You could have said, because a Ghana is such a bad guy, we want to make him pay the most. So the way you make him pay the most is that he has to pay all the money and keep the broken pieces. But the Rav Chaim says no, because it's really the God of Rishus, the God of his Kona. It's just
he can't give it back that way either.
Or correct that. That's what he wants Shinui Kona, that he can't give it back. So metaltlin mecholin kinyan gzela, meaning Rishus hagazlin, as opposed to karka eina nigzelet. What's he trying to say? Let me just review this for a second. What we have here is a chakira, two totally different ways of understanding the din of Rabbi Yochanan. What are the two totally different ways of understanding the din of Rabbi Yochanan? According to the Kobos Shiurim, Rabbi Yochanan means that I can't be makdish something which is not in my practical control. According to Rabbi Kvi Eger, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan means. Rabbi Yochanan, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan means. As long as I'm Yachal Otsi B'dayanim, I can be Makdash anything, whether it's in my control or, again, even even if Yachlov's even the honor, even if I can prove I'm right, it's very nice that I can prove I'm right, but I can't get my hands on the object. You can only be marked to something you can get your hands on that you can practically control. According to what Rabbi Yochanan means, he means that I can't be marked to something that someone else has kinyan gzeila is a phrase meant by the Achron, not a Shas phrase. That's why we're really locked in. I can't be mocked to something that someone else, the Torah has given a kinyan to someone else in. Oh, why would the Torah give a kinyan to the Ganeth? This is actually Machlokas, but Kveger himself in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis holds that the Torah gives a kinyan to the Ganeth because that's the best onus the Ganeth can have. Best onus you might have. You want it? Fine, you know what? It's yours. Now you're responsible for it. Right? That this doesn't mean he can keep it forever. He still has a mitzvah, say to Hashem, as long as it's been. right? But the ganef does have a kinyan. Something the Torah has given the ganef a kinyan. That's part of the din of gneva. That's why he proves in the Mishnah and Dafayin Tess in Bava Kamma, seemingly a good proof, that gneva is only chal, or gzeil is only chal if you do a maisa kinyan. That's proven from many places in the seventh paragraph of Bava Kamma. Gneva is a kind of kinyan. The ganef has a kinyan. It's a special din of kinyan gzeila. I'm not differentiating gneva and gzeila. It's a special din of kinyan gzeila. It's not a din that I can only makdish something that's under my thumb. No, I can be makdish anything, but not something that you have been assigned kinyanim on.
What you're really saying is that the gazlan is really affecting the shalom. Of the nigzah.
Exactly. That Rashuso is really shalom.
It's not really shalom.
Exactly.
Entirely.
Exactly. Precisely. That is precisely what I am saying. Yes.
According to the side of the Kovetz, though, with karka, so let's say saying that the difference between karka and tatlin is only that, you know, you can't remove my control over my karka. Well, there are certain circumstances, you know, certainly in like cases in like Chesed Sabbatim, where no, if I have like a gated karka, and I am holding on to the key, you have no control of the car, even though it's there.
Sure I can, because
I can run away with the key.
What?
I can run away with the key.
I can get a locksmith. By some choyom.
Just in terms of the...
Both ways.
Kinyani Gezela, so I mean, one can perform my skin in Karka. I mean, you can be shadowed from Karka.
Yes, but there's no Chalos Gezela.
I mean, that's like, it happens to be some formal din that, like, works itself out that...
Exactly, it happens to be some... Hold on, the Torah says a formal din. There's a lot of... The Torah says a formal din. If I do a Maisa Kinyan to steal your Metaltalin, I'm a ganef. If I do a Maisa Kinyan to steal your Kark... What did the Torah say? Let me explain in common sense. If I do a Maisa Kinyan and take your bicycle, the Torah says from now on, I have complete achrayus on this bicycle. It's my bicycle unless I give it back without a scratch. I bought the bicycle, I owe you the money unless I give it back without a scratch. If I give it back without a scratch, Tainach. But it's my bicycle. If there's a shinoi I'm kone, if there's a shinoi rishos I'm kone, shinoi shem I'm kone, if anything happens to it, I'm responsible. And then the Torah says, but if I do a maisa kinyan to steal your house, I have no responsibility whatsoever. If something breaks in the house, it's not my fault. If something happens in the house, it's not my problem. I should just move out as soon as possible and start being nicer to you. So the Torah said that when I do a mice skin in your bicycle, I become more of an owner of the bicycle than you do. And the Torah says when I do a mice skin in your house, I become nothing but an annoying trespasser. Now, why the Torah said that, there are logical reasons, but you don't need mysticism to understand, but that's not important now. It's clear the Torah's saying, I have a kinyan, when I do a maisa kinyan on your house against your will, I'm not kona. When I do a maisa kinyan on your metal against your will, I am partially kona. Obviously, I'm not totally kona, right? But I'm partially kona. And therefore, that's the difference. What's, yeah?
Would it still be any, like difference?
A what?
Shoel.
So a shoel, the push-up shot is that. A shoel is not like a goslin at all. The pashup shot is that a shoel. You might realize, if you think about it, this probably has a lot to do with Machlokas Rav and Rava in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis, but we're not going there now, because we're not going to learn all of Perek Merubah. But if you ever do learn Perek Merubah, know that Perek Merubah doesn't start in Bava Kamma. It starts in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis Aleph. Now, the, and in Temura Daf Hei, Daf Vav, but, and then it starts in Merubah. But, the Pashas, a shoel is nothing like a goslin at all. A shoel just has the right to use it and responsibility if anything happens to it. The haraya, if it does break, the shoel gives back the pieces and pays for the damage. Unlike a ganef, if it breaks, keeps the pieces and pays for a new one. So I'll be pashtus, the shoel and the goslin are two different universes, never the twain shall meet. I admit there are other minority shitas which make that gap a little closer, and that's Gufa, part of the Machlokas Rav and Rava, in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis, where Rav says, no, Gazlan has a big, 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 big kinyan, he's Chayiv Achrayis. And Rav says, no, maybe he's only Chayiv Achrayis, like a Shoel, that's not really kinyan Exela. But Shoel there is used the example of Achrayis without kinyan. Yeah.
Isn't it Tom Holman from the Lashon of Rav Eger that the question is where the item
okay.
is physically.
I haven't said the question of Rav Eger yet. What's the nafka mina? What's the nafka mina? So he says the nafka mina perhaps is gozal bli maisa kinyan, such as, what's the case of someone stole metaltali without a maisa kinyan? Masusa metaltali. What's a masusa metaltali? It's a masusa, right? So masusa metaltali is a bathhouse built on the ground. What's a masusa metaltali? A porta bathhouse, you know, a big bathtub, right? But it's a very large thing which is sitting in the street, right? So hold on, what's my maisa kinyan? Anyone know what the maisa kinyan is on how to do a maisa kinyan? To steal metaltolin? Meshicha, hagbaha, chotzer, right? Chotzer works, that's a Mefurish Gemara, right? It's not in my chotzer. I didn't do meshicha, I didn't do hagbaha, it's just sitting there, right? So, such as, and what is the nafkamina? Rabbi Kiva Eger says that I can be makdish, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Well, hold on a second. Even if it's metaltali, if you never did a kinyan on it, you just said it's yours, b'dibur, without a maisa kinyan, I should be able to be makdish it. That's why he has a kasha in our Gemara. He says, "V'im kein hacham susa dek zeil manam didihu v'leka kinyan yachalak disho." He says now, Sarf Ion, on our Gemara. Hold on, in our Gemara, he never had kinyan exilis basusa. I said it's mine, you said it's yours. Neither of us touched it. It's too heavy to be Moshech. Right? It's too heavy to be Moshech. Neither of us did anything to it. We just talked about it. So therefore, why is it out of my reshus? You have no formal kinyan exil on it. You have no chiv achrayis. Right? What if I left my car in the street and you said it's yours and convinced everyone it's yours, and not only that, you got the police to prevent me from touching it, but you never drove it, and then get struck by lightning? Are you chayv b'achrayis? No, you never stole it. You were just gorei mi unpleasantness, but you never stole it because you never did a meshicha. You never drove the car. So over here, you said it's your masusa, but you're not a gazla on it. If it gets struck by lightning, you don't have to pay me. If there's a shino, you're not kona. You're not a gazla on this. You're just an annoying person who is, you know, violating, I don't know, behind v'yecha kamocha or something. Maybe you're like begruma mazik me by preventing me from being clean, or preventing me from charging for use of the bath of the bathhouse. But you're never a goslin. So therefore, he leaves at the tzarich iyun. How do you answer the tzarich iyun? Says Rav Chanan in the Kovet Shiurim. He says no problem. Right? I think even Xerox it there. Rav Chanan says, what kind of tzarich iyun is this? He says pashut nar gemara. Of course you can't be makdish. Of course, you know, why can't I be makdish? Because even though he never did a maisa kinyan on it, theoretically he could be an avriach. After all, the bathtub got there. He could bring a big team of horses, or oxen probably. He could bring a team of oxen and cart it away if he wants. Therefore, it's not under my control as much as karka is. Can't be makdish because Efshar l'avriach, even though you never did a maisa kinyan on it, since practically it's as good as if you did a maisa kinyan, therefore I can't be makdish it because I have no control over it. And even if I have eidim, you could be mavriach it before I bring the eidim. It's not like karka, where if I have eidim, I'll always win. It's not like shayim osa betalus, where as long as I'm oches, if I have eidim, I'll win. It's not like safek bechor, where as long as I have eidim, I'll win because no one's trying to be mavriach for anyone and everyone's an honest fellow. In this case, it's Efshel Avriah, so I'll lose. So Rabbi Yochanan basically says, I have proof from my side of the Chakira, in Rabbi Yochanan, from our Gemara. From our Gemara, I can prove that Rabbi Yochanan has nothing to do with Kinyan Gzela, has nothing to do with Chalos Gzela. It's just a matter of that Metaltalin is Efshel Avriah, and therefore, whenever someone's taking away my Metaltalin, I lose my practical control, because I don't have it in my pocket. Karka's in my pocket. As long as I have Eidim, it's not going anywhere. The top one's not in my pocket.
So we're using that Rav Kiva Eger focuses in the first part when he says where the object physically is.
If the masusa was in your house and you said it was yours, that would be a maisa gzela. Maisa kinyan chatzer.
Only because it's a kinyan, not because it makes a difference where it is.
That's the lashon he uses, right? Bli kinyan. could you have said Rabbi Akiva Iger differently from a Kobe Shira perspective? Perhaps, but that's not what he's saying. Because he's talking about king and he's talking about Chayiv Achrayus, Chayiv Onsen. Ellie.
Is it possible also that when it comes to the
Talzalim,
meaning Rabbi Akiva Iger, the person who's trying to be Makdish also hasn't potentially been a
Kinyan
yet either.
No. What do you mean? He claims it was his all along. He claims he's the one who put it there in the first place. Right? That's the whole point. What am I claiming? My claim is that I put it there in the first place. It was always mine. I built it from scratch. And now you, using your words by saying it's yours, are stealing it from me. So Kiva Iger says, but you haven't stolen anything. It's still my Rishus. Rav Chanan says, what do you mean? You've stolen it just as much as if you had moved it down the street. You are now in a position that you could easily be mavriyat for me. So now, of course, if Rabbi Akiva Iger is right, how do you answer a Sarhina? So Rav Chanan says we answer a Sarhina by saying he's fundamentally wrong. What if he's fundamentally right? Could he be fundamentally right? So I think he could be fundamentally right. By the way, the most famous classic makor for this hakira about the dinner of Yochanan is the Sho'on Yontif Siman Tzadik Gimel, which I put in the brackets. Then in modern times, in Rav Gustman's Kuntrasushi Yerim Balakama, he has a million pages about it, but the classic famous mukher for this is the Shut'on Yontif Tzadi Gimel, which is one of the earliest, like, sort of Brisker style Lundish Sfarim. How would you answer our sugya? You could answer Alpi the Mahariyah Buhav. What does the Mahariyah Buhav say in the Shita Mekubetzes? The Mahariyah Buhav says in the Shita Mekubetzes, he says, in this line in the Gemara, when we say Mesusa Metalteli, what do we think when we say Mesusa Metalteli in this line in the Gemara? We think that the other guy is holding it. We don't think that it's Tom Rishus Rabim in limbo. Obviously, until now, we thought it was just sitting Rishus Rabim. We were arguing about it verbally. But in this line in the Gemara, he says, in this line in the Gemara, we start thinking that maybe we have a mistaken thought that Taka, you're holding on to my mesusa. If you're holding on to my mesusa, you have a king in Zalem. That answers Rabbi Akiva Iger's question. I will read you the appropriate line from Mari Abuhav, and then I'll listen to whatever Chayan has to say. Mari Abuhav says, where is he? Where is Mari Abuhav? Oh, sorry. One duff. Mari Abuhav says, ready? Abol hashda d'boy l'mifter how d'masusa mi d'rabbi Nachman, I think it should say. D'mashma hashda mashma d'masusa havi b'rshusa d'chad k'mo gzela. Now we think the masusa is in your rishus. It's not in limbo. That's what he says. He says, the Gemara, we now think, which we didn't think until now, we now think the masusa is in the other guy's hand. We now think the other guy actually carved off the masusa and put it in his backyard. Okay, now we have a hobby and Taka in the other guy's backyard. So Yitaka did do a Maisa Gzela, and we understand why it would be Eino Bershuso, even if Yahu to be Dayan. So that's, I think, for Rabbi Akiva Iger, you have to be nidchat to say, we make an okenta, the other guy did a ma'isek zeila, either like Maria Buhav, that we now think it's in his shed, or if you want, I can make it easier, I could say, just make the okenta that it's sitting in the street, but he was moshing it a few amos. If you want, that could be another okenta to give him ma'isek kinyan. Basically, you have to make an okenta to give him ma'isek kinyan, and Maria Buhav does that. He says, well, now, what does he say? He's probably coming from some sort of Rabbi Akiva Iger. Hold on a second. If it's sitting in the street, then what's the difference between Taka and Metaltlin? Oh, now we think it's Taka, you know, Biyadu Dechad. It's Taka in his hand. Right? I'll read it again. Hashda Zabayi L'mishadin Yisuzim Rabbi Yochanan. Demashu Demesuzav Bershusa Dechad Kemo Gzela. We don't think it's in the middle anymore. We think it's Bershusa Dechad in this stage of the Gemara. Why? Because since they brought in Rabbi Nachman, and they made it sound like he's talking about something the other guy's holding on to, so now we think the other guy's holding on to it. Okay. Now, this is, though... Yes, Chaim.
Then why does the Gemara have to answer that it's Karpa? That's talking about a case of Karpa.
According to the Mari Abuhav, the Gemara didn't have to answer that it's a case of Karpa. The Gemara could have answered it's a case of a Tafla, which is Stam sitting hefker in the street. But, I mean... probably it's more likely that masseuses are karka. You know, aren't masseuses usually karka? What does it mean I own the bathhouse? It means I have a piece of land and I built a bathhouse on it. So maybe they just said karka because that's easier. Okay. I mean, the whole thing with Susan Toffoli is a funny happening in the first place, right? Like, how many masseuses are with Toffoli? You ever seen a porta bathhouse? Right? Okay, nowadays that's a variety.
I've seen a regular bathhouse, so.
Okay, but still, like, a porta bathhouse would have to be awfully large, and it just seems like a very inefficient way to, you know, so they, I guess the Habmi Susan Tathli, it wasn't a full bathhouse. It was a, you know.
They have these portable showers that they bring to Machanot and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever, you're working outside.
Rashi said it's a tub. Rashi said it's like one barrel. It's like
Right. It's a big bathtub. It's a bathtub, not a bathhouse. I'm still, masseuse usually sounds like a bathhouse. So, okay, there's a strange Okimta, strange Habmi Susan bathtub. So, what's the strange Habmi Susan bathtub? You might as well say it when I took the bathtub. Moshe, this, I just want to point out, this Chakira that Rabbi Akiva Eger brings in here, that Rabbi Akiva Eger assumes Rabbi Yochanan is a formal din, the other guy has a Chalos Rishus Ganef on it, and that's why I can't be makshit, as opposed to Rochanan says it's a practical din, that it just depends whether I have control over it or I don't have control over it, has many, many, many other nafkaminas, only a couple of which I put on this sheet, but I want to illustrate this with a few other nafkaminas. If you take this hakira about Rabbi Yochanan, between Rabbi Akiva Eger and Rabbi Chanan the Kovashiurim, there could be many nafkaminas. Some of them I put here is the Ktsos quotes a big machlokas rishonim about. I wouldn't even say, go so far as to say gazela, right? I would say, what about lakach betaos ubarach? Barach doesn't mean you ran away as a criminal. This is a case that the Rishonim deal with. What happens if a guy, when does this case come up, I accidentally buy something from a guy with Meiser Sheni money? Buy something that's not food. From a guy with Meiser Sheni money. Now what's the problem? The problem is this guy has Meiser Sheni money and he doesn't know. What should I do about it? So I can go back and tell him. Gevaldik. Right? And then he'll be pulled it onto other money, whatever, even if he mixed it into the till. He'll just be pulled it wherever it is on some other money and I'll take that back and I'll make him whole again. What if I bought something from a street peddler with Meiser Sheni money and Baruch and he went home. He left. I don't know where he is anymore. Sometimes you buy something from behind the street and you don't know where he is anymore. Right? Often they're ripping you off. But that's a separate problem. Now, I ripped him off. I gave him Meiser Sheni money by accident. So, what happens? He wasn't trying to steal anything from me. He'd be very, very happy to give it back. Meaning, what really happened? I gave him Meiser Sheni money. What kind of mekach did I do with him? A mekach tos, right? I did a mekach tos with him. I gave him Meiser Sheni money, claiming it was real money. What? I was also toa. We were both toa. In a mekach tos, what's the status of each one holding the other guy's property? Are they a ganef on the other guy's property? No, they're a shomer on the other guy's property, right? Okay, what's the so he's a shomer. I can be mocked or something he has a shomer. The problem is here he's a shomer and he doesn't realize he's a shomer and he left and I can't find him anymore. What's the din of a lokeh kukech betos, which is a guy who is a shomer on my money? The question is, why do I care? I don't want to be makdish, because the Gemara says, to be poded, machalo maiser sheni, is the same as being makdish. So it's a real question. Can I just say, wherever the money is, it's machalo on this money? Depends if it's my rishos or not. Is it in my rishos? This is a big machlokes. The ktsos in Simon Shinundal there brings down a machlokes between the tosos and the ritva. The tos says this is called eno rishuso. Tos says this is called eno rishuso. Why is it eno rishuso? I have no access to it anymore. A guy took it. He has no idea that it's not his. And he left. And I don't know where he lives. What? Is there any greater lack of control over learning that? Could I be motzi v'dayanim? Of course I could be motzi v'dayanim. If I knew where the guy lived. I could be motzi v'dayanim if I knew where the guy lived. He would happily give it back to me. But I can't find him. So Tosa says, obviously, in Bershuso. The Ritva says, a big chiddush. The Ritva says, this is called Bershuso. Luckily for us, the Ritva would say, this is Bershuso, and I can be Machalo the Meiser Sheni, because it's still in my Rishos, and save everyone from Avera. So what's Pshat in the Ritva? What how's a Prashusha? I'll never see it in a million gazillion years. The answer is no, the Ritva is like a Ritva Eger. Anything that someone did at the Kona as a Gazlan is a Marashus. Therefore it's a Marashus. While Tosfos says, no, anything I don't have practical control over is not in my Rishus. In that case, there would be a great Lashitase. The Note of Yehuda points out that there's a Machlokes Rishonim about the status of Aveda. What about Aveda? I lost something. Right? Is an Aveda considered Bershusi or not? So, the Rambam sounds very clearly, and this is how the Nesivos also paskins, that an Aveda is ain't a Bershuso. I can't be Makdish and Aveda. Right? I can't be Makdish and Aveda. Let's see, right? If I lost my wallet. I lost my wallet. I'm very bitter about it. Some guy's going to find my wallet and keep the money. So I say, haha, I'm Makdish it. At least the guy will do Me'ila. So it doesn't work. Right? Right, I lost my wallet. It has my name in it, right? Say, look, whoever picks it up, if he's honest, will find me in the phone book and give it back. What if he's dishonest? Oh, magialo. It's hektish. Right? Now, if he's dishonest, he'll be chayv in me'ila, and he'll get a big surprise after Me'av Esrei. So can I do that? The Rambam sounds very clearly like, no. And the Nesivos says, no. What do you mean? It's not in my Rishus. I have no control over it. I lost it. However, the Ritva is mefurish, and there's a note of Yehuda this way also. Say, no. It's Rishuso. What do you mean? Now, you could say the Ritva Rishuso because I do have control over it because I assume it will be picked up by a firm of Yid and he'll return it. But the easier way is to say the Ritva is Lashitasa like Rimi Gidei Eger. Anything someone wasn't Kone yet. Now, obviously, if the guy picked it up from his Kone, that's a different story. But assuming it's still on the street, no one was Kone. I might not have control over it, but it's still Bershusi until it's Bershus someone else, until someone else is Kone. And therefore, okay, the Ritva would be Lashitasa. He would work well for. He would work well for Rabbi Kiva Eger, that anything that is not in, anything that's not in someone else's, that no one else has been konat from me, even though it's out of my control, is still called Bershusi. Bershusi doesn't mean I have to have practical control over it. Bershusi just means that it has to not be stolen by someone else.
Isn't
that
with a simon, without a simon?
You could theoretically be mechalik, meaning you could say the Ritva only means I've made it with a simon because it isn't my control, because obviously everyone knows what the Torah says and they're going to return it to me, so it's just like Elo in my control. But let's assume with a simon even, but still that's a stretch. Lamaisa, not everyone turns up Aveda does. It's easier to say, it's because if it's not a simon, it might not even be shalom. Right? So let's assume it's with a simon. It's still shali, right? Meaning whoever takes it is a goslin, but no one's taken it yet. So if no one's taken it yet, the Ritva says it's still mine. What? I'll
Lu Yitzhugar. If you're Makdish, it means you're not Miyayish. So if you're not Miyayish, of course it's still
mine. Okay, no chon.
Yeah, would you tell him whether you think Aveda has a real Baal?
Okay, that's the... we're not allowing personal questions. But we can discuss it later. So I mean, clearly that would tie in, but I'm not going in that angle yet. If so, I think there's a famous ktsos. I didn't put this on the course, but I should have. Kofchav gimel sukkot and aleph. What about the following case? What about a pikadon sheyesh lishomer taina alav? What if you're holding pikadon of mine, and you admit you're a shomer? You admit it's my pikadon. You're not stealing it. But, remember back to Sub Milvi Yashana, you have certain tainas in Milvi Yashana and this and that, and you're not quite ready to give it back until we resolve our tainas. So what about that case? Meaning, you want to use amigo, this, that. What about a case because the other guy has a taina, a love?
He also discusses in Shinanel.
Oh, he does? Great. Okay, footnotes himself. Excellent. So maybe that's why I didn't put it in the chorus. The Ktos and the other Achronim are medayik from a Rashi. They're medayik from a Rashi. That if there's a Pikadom... Sos, Vishara Achronim, Bidas Rashi, Babakama, Daf Ayinam and Aleph, right? Just Rashi doesn't explicitly say much, but they have a strong deep in his Lashon. That's called Eino Bershuso. Amri Nahardoi, Locus, Minokus, and Metalplin. I can't make a Kenyan on Metalplin in someone else's hands. All the Rishonim say it means Metalplin and God's hands are not Bershusi. Rashi says it means Metaphilin and Shomer's hands are not Bershusi. They all ask, how could it be? We all know how God was of Nkari from Medisa. the icy, sorry, Kari Lepumbadisa, that something hands of a Shomer is Rishu. See? So here's where the Achronim add to Rashi. They mean the Shomer has a tain on it. If the Shomer, because if I'm writing a harsha on it, obviously has a taina. If the Shomer has tainas, then already, if the Shomer has tainas, then already, it's not Rishus anymore. Why? Because I can't necessarily get it away from him, right? Shomer has tainas on it. I can't necessarily get it away from him. However, I think, which Rishon would you want to disagree with this? The Ritva. I think the Ritva works very beautifully based on what he says in the Sugya. What does the Ritva say in our Sugya? Ritva on Safek Bechor says that, what did the Ritva say about Safek Bechor? He said, Kevan She'en Hala Machsek Ba Bitoras Gzela. It's for Shusi. What did he say? Rabbi Yochanan doesn't apply to Safek Bechor. Why? Think about what's the Balabais doing. He might have the Pikadon of the Kohen. Is he willing to give it to the Kohen? No. He's going to say, I'm also going to have Raya. He's Machzik. He has a Taina on it. Right? Again, he's not at all parallel to Rashi. I mean, he's not coming from the same angle. But in our Sugya, what does the Ritva say to solve Safek Bechor? He's the only one who says it in our Sugya. He says, Safek Bechor, even though it's in the Rishus of the Balabais, it's not really out of the Rishus of the Kohen. It's really also in the Rishus of the Kohen if he would have Edim. Why? Because the Baal Bayis is only holding on to it for a taina. He's not trying to steal it. What's the Ritva saying? The Baal Bayis is holding on to it, and he has a taina on it. That's still in my Rishus, because he didn't try to steal it from me. This is exactly Ritva Lashitase. It doesn't matter if I lost it, if it's on the streets of Yerushalayim. It doesn't matter if I gave it to someone who, unbeknownst to himself, is a shomer, and I don't know where he is anymore. It doesn't matter if someone else is holding it, and he's saying, Hamotzi Mechol Varaya. As long as he didn't have a kavana to steal it, then it's not a gzela, it's still in my rishos. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger, as opposed to a few other rishonim would look at it and practice the way it comes here. Either I have access to it or I don't have access to it. If I have access to it, then it's in my rishos. If I don't have access to it, I don't care why. I don't care if it's lost. I don't care if it was taken by accident. I don't care if it was taken innocently, but a guy has tainas. Then it's out of my rishos. And the Ritva might be like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It works out beautifully. And the other Rishonim, many other Rishonim might be different. Yes? Ellie?
What type of Shomer is Rashi talking
about? Doesn't say. He doesn't say. It sounds like a Shomer Kinam, a Shomer Sacher. Okay. But he doesn't say. Now, let me just throw in one or two other interesting Nafkaminas. The Oneg Yontif, I mean, there's a lot of them. But the Oneg Yontif has a very cute Nafkamina. The Oneg Yontif says, right, again, by the time of the Oneg Yontif, he's like a later Afron. He's already giving nafkaminas to Chakiras. He knows how to do this derech. He says, what about a gazlan chereshilt of a katan? What if a katan stole something from me? He says, hold on, a katan doesn't have kinyan exela. What do you mean? The katan has no kinyanim on anything, right? And wait, the katan's not responsible for it. If a katan steals something, is he chayim for beonsim? No. If a katan steals something, is he kona b'shino? No. Kona doesn't have a kinyan. A katan can't do exela. But we all know it's just as stolen. From my perspective, is that it makes any difference to me whether a 13-year-old or an 11-year-old stole my bicycle? No, it's equally stolen for me from a practical perspective. But in terms of the halos kinyan exela, a 13-year-old, it would now be the Torah of the Abba's Mokim and the Rishus of the Gazlin. An 11-year-old, the Torah left it in my Rishus. So he says, I don't remember if he brings down Rishonim on either side. He says, Pashut. That, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, this would be Rishuso. But according to the Kohen Shiurim, he doesn't use their names, this would be Eino Rishuso. And Josh has been waiting very, very patiently and trying to say for a long time by now that this is the machlokus between, the celebrated machlokus between the Balamor and the Ramban. Now, Rebbe Chanan denies that, right? But Al Pi Pshuto, you would say, what's the machlokus Balamor and the Ramban? What if the Ganef is willing to return it? What if the thief agreed to return it? What if the thief agreed to return it? Now, does that end his kinyanic zela? Is he no longer chayvonsim once he agrees to return it? Pashtus? No, until he actually returns it. Right? It's still in his rishus. So according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you say, I don't care if he agreed to return it. This is the opposite of the other nafkamina. It's still in his rishus. Eino b'shuso. It's still not in the rishus of the Bailam. Whose shita is that? That even if you agrees to return it, it's not in the rishus of the Bailam, Josh? That's the Ramban, the Mochamus and Baba Kama. But according to Rabbi Chanan, what do you mean? It all depends if I have access to it or not. If the guy says, come and pick it up whenever you want, that's it. Game over, it's yours. Then Lamaisa, I can take it back. So it would be Birshus HaBailim Lahakdish. This is the famous Shita of the Baal Hamor in Baba Kama. The reason why I say Alpi Pshuto is because Rav Chana claims, what, you think Rav Chana is going to give up Ramban? Claims everyone's on my side. Everyone agrees it needs to practically be in your Rishus. The Ramban just says it needs to practically be in your Rishus, and it also needs to not be in the hands of a ganef. But the Ramban also admits it needs to practically be in your Rishus. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger would probably say everyone agrees with him. He would say, what's the machlokes? The machlokes is that the Baal Hamor agrees with Tosfos, Bava Min Aleph, says once the guy agrees to return it, he now stops being a ganef and starts being a shomer, and he's potter from onsin. So it could be that really Rabbi Akiva Eiger would say, everyone agrees with me. The Ramban thinks he still is kinyanik zela. The Baal Hamor thinks now he's potter from onsin, and he's a shomer hinam bi'alma. And Rav Chanan says, everyone agrees with me. Everyone needs to practically be in your control. But the Ramban says it also needs to not be in the hands of a ganef. Yes?
According to the entire Kovig / Baal Hamor side, is it that specifically it's not in my control or it's in someone else's control? The nafkamina being everything we've been saying about limbo. Meaning, if we're looking at, let's say, case number 3, right? The Gedon Sheisha Lishomer Ta'ana Lav. Meaning, Baal Hamor says specifically because the Gazlan might, you know, stop me from doing it. What if it's in a bank vault that
I
can't get?
I understand what you're saying. What you're saying is you could easily be mechalik, say, if meet the Kovig Shurim halfway, say, you know what? If it's in someone else's control, even if they have no kinyanim, I admit I can't be makdishit, but if it's no one's control, I can't be makdishit. And therefore you'd say, I can be makdishit in Aveda, but not something that someone else took and mistakenly ran away. You could easily make the chiluk. The Kovig Shurim doesn't seem to be, but you could easily make the chiluk.
But the Baal Hamor seems to imply that, because he specifically says that the entire point, it's not in his control, not because it's not in front of him, but because the Gazlan would try to fight him for it.
Okay, but that could just be an example of not being in his control. I don't know if you could prove what Baal Hamor would say about Aveda. That might just be the hateful tendency. Okay, you can. I'll just add one other interesting proof. If you read to the next Os in the Kovig Shurim, which I didn't see, Rex. Oh, and then we'll end. We won't talk about Kohanim. Nothing personal. We will, just not today. The Rebbe Chanan has a Gevaldika proof. Rebbe Chanan says this is more of a like nafkamina from left field. Rav Elchanan says, there's not enough to know whether something's... Well, actually, no, maybe... What does Rav Elchanan say? Let's make room for... number 6. Where do we have a little room? Oh, whatever. What if... can the Chachamim use Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, to give it back to the owner from the thief? From the thief. Can the Chachamim decide they really want the owner to be makdashit? So they'll use Hefker Bez and Hefker and give it back to the owner. Now, the Rabbanan would never do that. But where it comes up in Shas is, what if the Rabbanan want the owner to be able to be mechalo the Meiser Sheni in order to avoid a Averus? Someone stole my Meiser Sheni. Can the Chazal say Hefker Bez and Hefker, I can still be potter? So the Gemara sounds like, I can. So the Kovig Shurim says, one second. Where is that Kovig Shurim? The Kovig Shurim Ot Yod. This is Akash against himself, right? He has Akash against himself. What do the Gemara sounds like? Shot in the Gemara is that. Now it's the Shus Baimah. that through Hefker and Hefker, they can put it back in Rishos Bailam. So, says Rav Chanan, this is bad for me. This is good for Rabbi Akiva Eiger. What does this mean? If I can be makdish anything, whether or not it's in my control, as long as no one else has kinyanim on it, the Rabbanim can take away the kinyanim of the gazlan through Hefker and Hefker, and now it's like an Aveda. Now it's like a gazlan chereshot v'katan. And now I can be makdish it again. Rav Chanan says, this is a problem for me. Who cares if they use Hefker and Hefker? I still have no access to it. So, what do you have to say for Rav Chanan? I don't think Rav Chanan defends himself there. Rav Chanan leaves it with Tzarek Ion. But there's a Chazan Ish, who I put on the chorus here. Chazan Ish was Mefarish the Gemara. That he says, no, you misunderstood. It's actually not a Gemara, it's a Tosos, I think. He says, you misunderstood. It's not that they used Hefker, Bezin, Hefker to give, put in the Rishos of the Bailam. That's impossible. What they did was, really, they put it Rishos Haganah. That's what they did with Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. They can put in the Rishos of the Bailam through Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. What did they do for Hefker, Bezin, Hefker? They gave it as a gift to the Ganef. They gave it as a gift to the Ganef through Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. Could they do that? Sure. Once they give it as a gift to the Ganef's holding it. The Ganef is Mechalel it. Oh, the Ganef's not the one being Mechalel, the Bailam is. No, the Bailam's acting as a Shliach of the Ganef. He has a very roundabout way of reading the Gemara. It's not that, the Tosfos says, the Gemara leaves. He's not that. There are bunny use Hefker, Bezin, Hefker to give the Bailam the right to be Makdish. They can't. It's not in the Bailam's control. They use Hefker, Bezin, Hefker to give the Ganef the right to be Mechalel, and then appointed the, through Zochon on the Shulafanav, made the Bailam a Shliach of the Ganef to be Mechalel. Okay, so he basically says that you can't give someone back their Rishus through Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. All you can do is give it to the guy who's holding it.
We said that only a Baal can be put in Maaseh Sheni. But then, if you say that he was a Shliach, why don't we do that with all the stuff in the Masuta? When we were saying earlier that none of the Chachamim did it because only a Baal.
No, because you can only be a Shliach through Zochan Lanim without asking permission if it's a Zechus that he would want you to do. Everyone would want you to be Mechal their Maaseh Sheni so they don't do an Aveira. But the guy didn't want to be pulled in the Masuta, so he wanted it to be Hekdash. Okay. Obviously, this is a big yesod in understanding Bava Kama. A, what is this whole din of Eino Bershuso? And B, and there's a lot more to say, but we won't now. And B, in terms of understanding the nature of what happens when someone steals something, is that just a practical taking it out of the Rishus to buy them? Or is there some real kinyan being chaled there when they keep talking about it being Mokim Bershus Haganef? What do we mean by that? We'll pick up with Inyane Kahuna and in Yonei Tukva Kohen, next time, the next Makoroshi is over here. I'm going to take a copy, and someone please volunteer to put the rest in the box. And we will not have regular Hashkafa Shir today, because there is a...